What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Prime Time Sports Fix Daily Fantasy and Sports Betting Show. I'm your host, Bryce Morgan, coming at you again to satisfy your sports fix. Make sure you follow us on all our social media platforms. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/PTSportsFix. Make sure you're following us on Twitter because that's where all of our updates will be, at twitter.com/PTSportsFix. Follow us on the gram, Instagram at PrimetimeSportsFix, and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/PrimetimeSportsFix. And listen to us on all your favorite podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, TuneIn, anywhere that's your favorite podcast. We are there for you. And make sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are posting new updates. We just had a video posted yesterday on NBA props fantasy. I'm gonna have another one posted strictly for NFL props for the Sunday slate, so make sure you go over to that YouTube channel at Primetime Sports Fix. On this episode, we are getting into the daily fantasy NFL slate for Sunday, and also give you a couple of my best bets. So all the daily fantasy is going to be on the podcast, as well as a couple of my bets, and all the NFL props will be on the YouTube channel for tonight. So make sure you sit back and relax. We're going to get you all set up for a packed NFL slate, and it is going to be a great one. I cannot wait. So sit back and relax. I'm going to give you the top plays: quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, and defense, and what we're thinking for the best bets for the week. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get right into the daily fantasy top picks for FanDuel and DraftKings right after this on the Primetime Sports Fix Daily Fantasy and Sports Betting Show. All right, we are back on the Primetime Sports Fix Daily Fantasy and Sports Betting Show. You have to excuse me, I'm a little bit hyped. The Bulls had a big win tonight. Brooklyn Nets, gonna have more Chicago Bulls post-game recaps coming up. But we are talking daily fantasy and sports betting on this show, strictly for the NFL Sunday main slate. Like I said, make sure you follow us on Twitter for all of our updates for everything we are doing to satisfy your sports fix. All right, getting into the Sunday NFL slate, we're going to get into the Vegas totals, implied totals, spreads, and everything real quick here before we get into position by position, because we want to target high scoring, high offensive games. So Vegas, of course, gives us that guide. They give us the implied totals, over unders, and spreads. So looking at the highest implied totals on the board, we have the Los Angeles Rams against the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is a get right game. They're -13.5 on the spread right now. This is an over under 48. So I'm hoping the Rams can just blitz the Jaguars and put up some points, get OBJ the ball, get Cooper Kupp the ball, and finally get going, because they have been looking terrible. They are not a physical football team, and it's showing. That's why they've been getting whooped the last couple weeks. So the Rams had the highest implied total this week. So we want to target them in daily fantasy. Going to look at some stacks with the quarterback and wide receiver, Matt Stafford to OBJ, Matt Stafford to Cooper Kupp, Matt Stafford to Vance Joseph. Coming in at number two for the highest implied total, we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Atlanta Falcons, who don't play no defense at all. So Tampa Bay has the highest second implied total. They are 10.5 on the spread, a 50.5 over under. So Tampa Bay is going to be a high scoring game. Also, make sure you're targeting, look at that game. Coming in next, we got the Indianapolis Colts against the Houston Texans. Of course, having a rough year with Deshaun Watson. Carson Wentz has been playing actually very well, not turning the ball over like he usually does, but he's playing pretty good this year, not going to lie. So 27.5 on the 27.25 implied total, minus 10 on that spread, and the over-under is sitting at 44.5. We shall see how that goes, but definitely the Colts. Obviously, Jonathan Taylor, running back, is where most of the offense does go, but they do have some decent wide receivers as well. Coming in at number four, we got the Minnesota Vikings against the Detroit Lions, an NFC North battle. They have an implied total of 27. The spread on this is -7.5, and the over-under sitting at 46.5. So Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins, stack them, Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson. I don't care. One of those two going to be a high-scoring game. I believe Dalvin Cook will not play in this game. We'll get into that with the injuries a lot more in here next. Coming in after that, we got the Bengals coming in right there going against the L.A. Chargers. 26.25 implied total. And the spread on this was only -3. And the over-under sitting at 49.5. So that should be a good game. Of course, Joe Burrow playing very good. And he's got that wide receiver chase. Oh, my God. He's been burning people doing the Randy Moss. You got mossed. I love it. So those are the top ones. If you're looking for anybody after that, Philadelphia sitting at 26, right behind the Bengals, and the Cardinals sitting at 27.5 against my Chicago Bears. Kyler Murray should be back for this game, so they will be next. All right, so looking at the top players at the quarterback position, I'm going to usually give you at least 3 to 4. I might give you 5. It just depends on who I'm liking. And I'll break down real quick their salary. These picks apply to FanDuel first, but a lot of these picks will apply for DraftKings as well. But DraftKings salary is a little bit tighter than FanDuel. FanDuel is a lot more looser salary. So coming in at number one, we got Lamar Jackson. All my projections is rated number one quarterback on this slate. Going against the Pittsburgh Steelers, even though their defense is good, Lamar Jackson, the dual threat ability of running and passing is going to be amazing. He's 8,500 salary on FanDuel. The Pittsburgh Steelers defense, though, which was playing so great, of course, we got to worry about J.J. Watt. They are actually only ranked 22 in total defense. And they're ranked about 17th or so against quarterbacks. So we shall definitely see Lamar Jackson, though. I got him projected for 24.1 points. His averaging 23 fantasy points per game. And you also know he rushes the ball a lot. He averages 12 runs a game. So definitely like him in my simulation results. Lamar Jackson is coming up number one. He's actually kind of in a tie with Tom Brady for my simulation results as a top-rated quarterback on the board. Coming in at number two, we got Kyler Murray. Now, he is questionable, so make sure you are checking the injury reports in the morning and see what Adam Schefter says on Twitter. But he is coming in number two as one of the top-rated quarterbacks on the slate. Kyler Murray going against the Chicago Bears. The defense is the middle of the road, but Kyler Murray was an MVP candidate before he got hurt, so he's the big one. If you don't want to go there, you don't want to worry about the injuries, it's going to be between Tom Brady and Justin Herbert. These two are the next best quarterbacks. And I know I said Matthew Stafford, I'm coming to him next. But Tom Brady, in my simulation results right now, I told you he's tied with Lamar Jackson, going against the Atlanta Falcons. Of course, their defense is horrible. And Tom Brady, of course, does have Rob Gronkowski back. He does have Mike Evans. He does have Chris Godwin. Does not have Antonio Brown. And let me tell you this, the Falcons defense ranked 26th total defense, and they're ranked 31st. Against quarterbacks. So make sure you are locking Tom Brady in your lineups. I don't care if it's cash or GPP lineups. Tom Brady will be a good play on this slate. Definitely loving him. Coming in next, like I said, we have... So you could go... I do like the matchup more with Stafford. Herbert will be next. I like Herbert more as a GPP option, but if you're just going for, if you want safe, I'm going Matthew Stafford as my next best quarterback. Like I said, he's going against the terrible Jacksonville Jaguars. I got him with a 21 projection in my simulation results. He's coming in number 3 and 4 in the top. And Jacksonville, the 22 ranked defense. They're actually rated pretty good against quarterbacks. They're actually ranked 11th against quarterbacks, but I do not see them doing anything against them. I just see Matthew Stafford. He still did, even though he did not play as good the last couple games. Last game, he did score 23. He's averaging 21 points in fantasy points a game, and I think this offense gets back on track. Sean McVay gets it figured out, and I think he has a breakout game. Matthew Stafford coming in next. And then I got Kirk Cousins, like I said, going against that Detroit defense. They're ranked 29th and a 29th total defense, and they're 13th against quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins should be a very good play, GPP play, if you want to look at some plays at that quarterback. Because he's averaging last three games, he's averaging 20. He's averaging 20 on the season, 17, 25, 18 fantasy points per game. He's 7,700. I got him projected for 20 fantasy points, and in my simulation results, he is in the top 6 there. Now, Jalen Hurts and Kyler Murray, I told you, Jalen Hurts is actually also questionable. I do think he will play, but Kyler Murray is going to be coming in right there also with him. So those are my top plays at quarterback. So I gave you a good 4 or 5 there. If you're looking for some more sleepers, I got Joe Burrow coming in after them and Carson Wentz. If you're looking for some other quick sleepers at the quarterback position, moving on to the running back position, we got ranked number one. It's got to be Jonathan Taylor. He has been on a tear, been dominating. He catches the ball. He runs the ball. He's 10,500. He's got that Christian McCaffrey salary. So Jonathan Taylor, check out this matchup, guys. He's going against the 28th ranked defense, 27th against running backs. He's averaging 22 fantasy points a game. His last three games in fantasy, 18, 52, and 22. He gets 4 targets in the receiving game, and he gets 17 runs a game. So he's catching, he's definitely touching the ball close to 21 times a game, and he will get the ball a lot this week. I do not see no one on Houston stopping him in this 45 over-under game. Jonathan Taylor, lock him in your cash game lineups, and I love him for GPP also. Coming in at number two, I'll give you a quick simulation results on Jonathan Taylor. He's coming in number one, like I said, he's at 22 for his projection, and he also, oh my God, he has a chance in my simulation results. He has a 15% chance to go over 20 fantasy points, 13 to go over 25, and 10% to go over 27. So Jonathan Taylor is a lock at the running back position. So make sure you lock him in. Coming in at number two, I got Joe Mixon for the volume that he gets. He is 9,400 on FanDuel, going against the 19th ranked defense in the Chargers, and they are ranked 29th against running backs. So Joe Mixon, make sure you guys are locking him in also at your running back position. This over-under is at 49.5. He's getting 18 fantasy points on the year. His last three games for fantasy, 30, 24, and 26. He's getting 2.8 targets in the passing game and 18.9 rushes. So getting 21 touches. And in today's day and age, running backs are usually only going to touch the ball about 20 to 23 times unless you are Derrick Henry, who is a beast. He's the only one pretty much getting over 20 to 23 touches a game. Derrick Henry is just a beast and he can handle it. So Joe Mixon is the next best running back on the board. Coming in next, now, I kind of have a tie here between Austin Eckler and Leonard Fournette, but I am going to go Leonard Fournette. He had that crazy game last week. I believe it was four touchdowns. Rob Gronkowski, if you saw him on the live, he said 4 tutties. Lord, Leonard Fournette, of course, is a very good running back, and he is going against the Atlanta Falcons, guys. Atlanta Falcons, 26th ranked defense, 25th against running backs. He is 7,700 on FanDuel, 15.6 fantasy points per game. His last three, 41, 10, and 13. He's getting about 5 targets in the passing game and 12 runs in the running game. So I love those receiving targets, though, because I did not think he was getting that many receiving targets. So he is definitely someone you want in your lineup for running back position. He's coming in number two in all of my simulation results for the top-rated running back right after Jonathan Taylor. So like I said, Joe Mixon for volume, I still like better, and if you want a safer option, but Leonard Fournette is coming in as a GPP option, my second highest-rated running back. Coming in after him is Austin Eckler. Like I said, he is 9,900 for that price. Of course, we know Austin Eckler. He does everything. Catches the ball, runs the ball. He's averaging 19.8 fantasy points on the game. His last three games, 19, 39, and 13. He's getting 6 targets in the receiving game. He's getting 12 in the running game. His last three games in receiving targets, he got 8, 7, and 6. I love that value. So Austin Eckler going against Cincinnati. This is a 49.5 over-under. A -3 on the spread. We got a close game. Love me some Austin Eckler as well as a running back option there. He is my next running back. Those are my top four right there. So if you want to go a little more, I got Alexander Mattison. He is coming in as a top running back this week. We do know there's doubt. Dalvin Cook is out for this week. He will be out at least for the foreseeable future. I'm not sure if he's out for the season yet, but he's definitely out for this week. Alexander Mattison, he catches the ball. He runs the ball pretty well. He's more of like an Austin Eckler type, but he gets a lot of targets in the pass game. And Kirk Cousins loves throwing the short screen passes and passes to him. So Love Alexander Mattis. I got him projected for 18 in my simulation results, 18.82. So like him as well. Looking for some other guys that are some sleepers at the running back position. I got Elijah Mitchell for the San Francisco 49ers. And also after him, we also got Antonio Gibson. Those are some other options you're looking at. Daryl Henderson is questionable this week. He is also highly rated in my simulation results. And we also got a James Conner rounding out my top 7 or 8. I gave you a whole lot there at running back. So we are going to move on to wide receiver, which is always the deepest position in the NFL nowadays, pretty much, is the wide receiver position. We're going to go here. Give me a quick second for my projections to low to wide receiver. So, rank number one, of course, this is no surprise. Cooper Kupp, rated number one. The top wide receiver gets going to Jacksonville Jaguars. 48.5 over under. He's sitting at $9,000 in salary. That salary did come down, which I like that. He gets 21 fantasy points per game. His last three, he's got 15, 18, and 15. They're going up to 20th ranked defense, 19th against wide receivers. He gets 11.5 targets a game. 11.5, guys. That is ridiculous for a wide receiver. His last three games of targets, 10, 13, and 13. In with Odell Beckham, ridiculous. So, lock in Cooper Kupp if you got the salary. I love him as my wide receiver one. He is the top rated wide receiver, bar none, on the slate. He's like 5 points higher than any other wide receiver I got in all of my results, and even my simulation results. He's ranked number one in all that. Coming in at number two, we got Justin Jefferson, the great player from Minnesota. And I told you, Kirk Cousins has been doing pretty well, giving the ball to Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen. Justin Jefferson is $8,000 on FanDuel salary. They are ranked 29th in total defense and 12th for wide receivers. He's got 15 fantasy points per game on the season. 11, his last three games, 11, 33, and 18. He's getting 9 targets a game in the receiver. You love to see that. So Justin Jefferson is going to be a top-rated wide receiver on this slate as well. In my simulation results, he's number 2 as well. So both in my regular projections and in my simulation results for a GBP high results, high ceiling results, Jefferson is number 2. So make sure, if you don't have the salary for Cooper Kupp, go Justin Jefferson as your number 1 wide receiver if you can't get Cooper Kupp. Coming in at number 3 in all of my results, these are all consistent top 3 receivers in all of my projections and all of my simulations. These are the top 3 wide receivers. Coming in number 3, Chris Godwin. Going against Atlanta, 50.5 over under. He's going against a 26th ranked defense, 23 against wide receivers. He's 7,600 salary on FanDuel, 13.4 fantasy points a game. He's got 3, 16, and 9 in his last 3 games as fantasy. He's getting 8.2 targets a game. So love that. Chris Godwin is the number 1 target right now for Tom Brady. Mike Evans still gets a couple of the over-the-top balls, and Rob Gronkowski just came back. But Chris Godwin pretty much is the number 1 as far as targets goes at wide receiver with no Antonio Brown. So play Chris Godwin with confidence. He's a little bit less than Jefferson, a little bit less than Kupp. If you can't get those guys, Chris Godwin is a solid, very solid third option. He's number 3 in all my results in simulation and projections. So lock in Chris Godwin, number 3 wide receiver. Adam Thielen coming in at number 4. He is 7,600 on the slate. He's going against the Detroit Lions. I told you, Kirk Cousins, you got Adam Thielen, and you got Justin Jefferson. These are the top wide receivers. Don't think about it. Just play Adam Thielen. And Mike Evans is coming in right after him. Mike Evans from Tampa Bay going against Atlanta. Like I said, we're targeting high scoring games, high over-unders, guys. That's what we are targeting for fantasy. Now, if you do want some value, because I've been trying to, I have been giving you guys the top options. I do want to give you a little bit of value here. If you're looking for some guys that are not, that you can't get for the high salary, I'm going to give you my top value plays real quick if you're looking for some value here. So, down, we got Michael Pittman at 6,800. If you're looking for a value play, I like him as well at wide receiver today for Sunday. And I also, if you want some a little bit less Russell Gage is playing very well for Atlanta. He finishes very high in my simulation results. Also, Chase Claypool, Marvin Jones at 65,600. Those guys are also very good. You're looking for value at the wide receiver position. They finish high in all of my projections. If you want, like I said, after Mike Evans and my top plays at wide receiver, we got Deontay Johnson coming in after him at 7,200. Now, Big Ben, he does look like he's washed. I mean, Big Ben, you had a great career, bro. It's time. It's time, man. Let's just go. Hey, man, you've been great. You've been great. I mean, it's been real. It's been real, though. So, Deontay Johnson, Big Ben cannot throw it far down the field, but Deontay Johnson should be good. Now, DeAndre Hopkins is a questionable. He did not practice. He has been out recently, but the signs are saying that all the signs saying he should be able to play against the Bears. So make sure you check out that. Make sure you check out Adam Schefter, see if he's going to play this week, like DeAndre Hopkins as well. And Terry McLaurin playing against the Las Vegas Raiders. He is coming 7,200. Another top player at wide receiver. And also another one I did want to mention is Marquise Brown. The top quarterback I said was Lamar Jackson. Marquise Brown, of course, is top deep threat. Top third overall, he's getting 9 targets a game, 14 fantasy points, 14 fantasy points on the season. Marquise Brown also is a very good pick there for you as well. So those are my top wide receivers. Spent enough time on that. Try to give you a lot of value there because wide receiver is always one of the hardest positions to figure out. And you also want a lot of people there. So at tight end has been a lot less the past few years. But coming in my number one tight end, I got Mark Andrews going against Pittsburgh. Mark Andrews, he gets the volume and he produces with targets in the red zone and he produces with touchdowns. And Lamar Jackson loves throwing the ball in the middle to his tight ends. So Mark Andrews, he's 7,300 off FanDuel, 11.7 projection. He's going against a 22nd ranked defense. He's getting 8.1 targets a game. His last three games, he's got 10, 10, and 8, and he's getting 12 fantasy points on the season. His last three games on the fantasy, he's got 15, 11, and 15 in fantasy points. So love Mark Andrews. Coming in next, I love Rob Gronkowski this week with one of the highest over-under 50.5 going into Atlanta. Rob Gronkowski is playing great this year. The 26th ranked defense, he's getting 6.5 targets a game, getting a lot of red zone targets from Tom Brady, the GOAT. So Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady are in sync. They know every move that they do. So love Rob Gronkowski as well. He's a little bit less than Mark Andrews. Either one of those guys. And at tight end, I know sometimes you want to go for the value guys. Tight end is the one spot that you kind of have to pay up for, considering there are so... If you don't pay up for it, you want to get guys that have high red zone and high touchdown probability because tight end is just a terrible position after the top four. I mean, compared to any other position, tight end is just crazy. So coming in next after Robert, I got George Kittle at number 3 going against Seattle. 45.5 over under. He's 6,300 on FanDuel. He's getting 9 fantasy points on the season, 6 targets a game. And Jimmy Garoppolo has been playing very well this year, surprisingly. So George Kittle also is a good option at the tight end position. Right after him, we got Logan Thomas. Logan Thomas, very good. 5,600 on FanDuel. So he's the last tight end I'm going to mention. Logan Thomas looks pretty good as well. Those are the top four tight ends in all my projections. I do actually, real quick, that I did want to check. I did see real quick. Did want to mention Dallas Goedert and Kyle Pitts. Those guys are always good options as well at tight end. I actually do have George Kittle in my simulation results. I do see now he's actually finishing number 1 here. He's tied with Mark Andrews for the one of the top GPP plays on the slate as far as ceiling goes. So he has that high ceiling because he definitely gets a lot of touchdowns. Going to look at a couple quick defenses for you for defense. The top-rated defense, Arizona, going against the Chicago Bears. As far as the Bears, got Andy Dalton starting. They do turn the ball over. And the Bears' offense it was good on Thanksgiving, but, I mean, it wasn't good. To check that back. They're playing Detroit. So, but, yes, the Cardinals, the top defense this week. We got the Rams right after them. We got the Eagles next. And we got the Baltimore Ravens right after them as some of the top defense on this lane as far as salary goes and as far as teams that are turning the ball over. Because that's what you want on defense. You want teams. Players and quarterbacks and running backs and people that fumble the ball or throw the ball away for interception. Those are what you're looking for in your defense. That's what you want. The Colts and the Buccaneers round out that top five there as far as defenses go for this week. So make sure you got to lock those guys in for defense. So those are all of my top plays for quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. Looking over at DraftKings, Lamar Jackson still ranks number one. Jonathan Taylor's ranked number one. All these picks will apply for DraftKings. I'm looking right now. The salaries are, of course, different, but you just want to work in a little bit more value on DraftKings because the salary is a lot tighter on DraftKings and FanDuel. They do a good job. So we are going to take a quick break, and we're going to get into my top bets of the week, our top bets of the week in leans. And like I said, we're going to have our player prop video coming up on YouTube. So make sure to check out that video on YouTube for the player props if you're looking for player props. But we're going to get into the top betting picks that we have for this NFL week coming up. Don't you go anywhere on the Primetime Sports Fix Daily Fantasy and Sports Betting Show, NFL Week 13. All right, we are back on the Primetime Sports Fix Daily Fantasy and Sports Betting Show. Getting into my top bets of the NFL Week 13. So we're going to give you the top picks that we have. I'm going to give you a couple. One over under. I'm going to give you more so money lines, a couple spread picks as well. And also going to give you that parlay. I'm going to give you my long shot parlay with the crazy odds. I'm going to give you a very conservative, more conservative parlay with some very good positive money on it as well. Before we get into my top picks. Well, you know, I'll do that at the end. I'll just give you the anytime touchdown scores probabilities. But I'm going to give you my best bets first. So these are my top bets as far as single bets. If you're doing a single bet, these are not parlays. One of the top bets I do have on the board is a under on that Washington football Las Vegas Raiders game. Both of these teams, now Las Vegas Raiders obviously can score, but I do not think with the defense that the Redskins play, they are going to have a very, this is not going to go over this over under. I just don't see it happening. So I definitely have this going under in most of my simulation results that I have. I am not going to be betting the over. It's definitely going to be the under on this. So make sure you guys lock that in as the under on one of your top picks for a single. This is a single bet, a straight bet, as you would call it. One of my next best bets that I do have, I have the Miami Dolphins to beat the Giants, covering the spread on -4. The Dolphins have been playing a lot better. Tua's been actually doing very well recently. I actually can't believe it. The New York Giants, they're in total free fall. They fired Jason Garrett. They're just trying anything to help themselves out. I do not see the New York Giants winning this game. I see the Dolphins covering that -4 spread very, very easily there. Another pick that I'm a little bit hesitant on, but a lot of my data results are showing me I do see the under hitting a lot more in this Denver Broncos-Kansas City game. The Broncos still play pretty good D, and Kansas City is almost all the way back, but they're not fully clicking on all cylinders offensively yet, but they are fully clicking as far as winning football games. And after they've had that game and they were talking about on their social media that Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, they had to get their swagger back. They have had their swagger back. So I like Kansas City to win, but I do not like that going over the under in my results. 47.5 in all of my main results that I have here. So moving on here, we're going to give you a couple of the parlays. I'm going to give you my first one. This is going to be the main parlay. Then we're going to get into the mega parlay, which is definitely going to be a long shot, but it's always good to put a little sprinkle, a little bit there, a little bit sprinkle, you know what I'm saying? So definitely look at that. So got the Cincinnati Bengals -3 to beat the LA Chargers. Now, Justin Herbert has always been a great quarterback this year, but it just seems like They're not ready yet. The Bengals are not there yet either. But I definitely see this. But the Bengals, I do think, will win this game. I got them -3 in all of my simulation results and all the data that I have, I'm looking at telling me. So I'm taking the Bengals -3 to win that game. Then we got Miami, I told you, beating the Giants -4. Love that to cover that spread and win. Then I got Washington playing against the Oakland Raiders. I like the Washington football team to win, to actually cover that spread +1.5. Going to be a close game. I like Washington to win that game. Tyler Heineke has been playing great. He does great stuff, so I love that. If you parlay all three of these together on a $10 bet on FanDuel or DraftKings, on FanDuel I got it at +581, and on DraftKings Sports I got it at $596. If you put up $10, you're going to get paid out $69 if you were betting on DK, and if you were betting on FanDuel, my preferred place, you would be getting back $68 if you're a $10 bettor. If you're betting $5, you would get back $34.5, and you would get $34.80 on DK. If you're a $1 bet, don't got that much money. $1 bet, you still get $7.696 on DK and $6.91 on FanDuel. So, like I said, for those small bettors out there, of course, if you're a bigger bettor, $20 bettor, you're going to get back $136 on that parlay. So, definitely love odds on that being at that nice, juicy +596 and $5.81 on FanDuel. So, moving on to my mega, mega parlay. This is a risky parlay, guys. So, what I recommend always when you're doing a risky parlay, put them in as straight bets and also put them in as a round robin also, but always fun to have a crazy big parlay hit. I don't care what no one says. Even though I don't like parlays all the time, because that is the biggest moneymaker for sports books. You got to do something because it's just a fun part of gambling. So, sports gambling. So, we got Pittsburgh to win on the money line. I know that is a stretch, but I like Pittsburgh. They definitely have a chance to do it if Lamar Jackson struggles a little bit. And Pittsburgh, this is their last chance to try to get a win and try to have their chance to make the playoffs. So Pittsburgh to win on the money line. Then we got Seattle to win on the money line. So these are all, of course, upsets, guys. Seattle win on the money line, the 49ers. I know they're playing well. Jimmy Garoppolo's are playing well, but this is a division rival. Division games are never easy, and I definitely like the Seahawks to have a chance to win. Then I got the under in that 47.5 on that Kansas City Broncos game. Now, if you parlay all three of these together, you put up $10, you're going to get, this is going to be a +1189 odds on DK. And if you're looking at FanDuel Sportsbook, you would get a +1255 odds. That would be crazy. So, you put up $10, you're going to win $128. If you put up, and in fact, on FanDuel, if you put up $10, you will win $135. So, if you just do $5, you will get $67 back. So, that is a crazy mega parlay that plays +1139. So, make sure you guys look at those. A couple other places I'm looking at just for some best bets as far as winning the game. I like Minnesota to beat Detroit. I got them winning. I got Arizona beating my Chicago Bears 24-17 in my simulation. Tampa Bay, that one is a lock as far as the money line bet. On the over-under, I mean, as far as the spread pick, I probably would take Tampa Bay. They are +10.5, I believe, on that. I would be comfortable still taking Tampa Bay to win that game on that spread. I got Indianapolis to cover their spread 30-16 on my money line bet. Philadelphia to beat the Jets as well. The Bengals Chargers, that game's going down to the wire. I got that very close. Miami, the Giants could go either way, but I like the Miami to win that game. And I got the Rams beating Jacksonville by at least 12 points as well, like that, to cover the spread. Well, it's actually -12.5, so they would not cover. But I like the money line bet for the Rams. I would just parlay together if you want to do that with the crazy odds. And we got Kansas City beating the Denver Broncos. I got them beating in San Francisco, Seattle. That is going to be a barn burner. So those are the plays I'm leaning as far as money line bets. Looking at a couple of the top anytime touchdown scores on this slate. So these are the top players to score a touchdown. They could be running backs or wide receivers or tight ends or even quarterbacks who rush the ball. This would not be a quarterback that passes the ball. It would be an anytime touchdown as a running touchdown, a receiving touchdown, or Of course, a defensive touchdown. If it had a defensive touchdown, you would look at it. So, Jonathan Taylor is coming in number one on my probabilities. 72.7% chance to score a touchdown. He could get it through the air or on the ground. So, love him. Number two, James Conner, 61.7% probability to score a touchdown. Going against my Chicago Bears. He gets a lot of value. Love that. Joe Mixon coming in number three at 58.5% against the Bengals. I mean, it's the Chargers. Actually, they are the Bengals. 58.5% probability. And we got Tyreek Hill, 55.8% at number four. Against the Broncos to score. Of course, he gets the ball a variety of ways. And we got Elijah Mitchell on the 49ers getting a lot more workload against the Seahawks to score, 54.5. And we got Adam Thielen, 50.7% chance to score a touchdown. He is the red zone option for Kirk Cousins, usually in the red zone. So those are the anytime touchdown scores. So those are my top bets and top anytime touchdown score. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to close it out on the Primetime Sports Fix Daily Fantasy and Sports Betting Show. All right, I think that's about going to do it on this episode of the Primetime Sports Fix Daily Fantasy and Sports Betting Show. Got into the top daily fantasy picks for NFL Week 13, FanDuel, and DraftKings, with my quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, and defense. Gave you all the top plays and a couple value plays in there. Hopefully you guys got some value out of that. Make sure to rewind if you missed a part. Also got into the top bets of the week, NFL Week 13, my top bets, as well as my parlay and my upset mega parlay winner. So make sure you listen to that if you did not. And also, that prop video will be on the Primetime Sports Fix YouTube channel. So just go to youtube.com/primetimesportsfix if you want to see the NFL props I have for Week 13, giving you the best props as well. So make sure you look at us on YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe to the YouTube channel and hit the notification bar to get all notifications. So make sure you follow us on twitter.com/PCSportsFix for all of our updates, daily fantasy, sports betting related, all of our takes, NBA, NFL, everything's going to be on that Twitter page. Make sure you follow us on the gram, Instagram at Primetime Sports Fix, and make sure you listen to all your favorite podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, and TuneIn. Any of your favorite podcasts, we are there for you. And like I said, make sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, and make sure you share this podcast with all your friends who love sports and who love daily fantasy and sports betting. We truly do appreciate you. Hope you guys have good luck on your daily fantasy lineups on FanDuel and DraftKings and your bets, bringing some good karma to you and good vibes. I believe we're going to have a big week. We're going to be back better than ever. I'm your host, Royce Morgan. I'm going to get out of here on the Primetime Sports Fix Daily Fantasy Sports Betting Show. And what do we like to do here? We like to satisfy your sports fix and satisfy your daily fantasy fix and satisfy your sports betting fix. And we come to you in prime time to do that on the Primetime Sports Fix. I'm out of here. Deuces!